The pasuk says in Zechariah Perikches, pasuk Yotes, Tzoyim HaRavi, V'Tzoyim HaChamishi, Tzoyim HaShvi, V'Tzoyim HaAsiri, the Hain of the Tzoyimus of Chodesh HaRavi, Chodesh Tammuz, Chodesh Av, Chodesh Tishrei, Tzom Gedalia, V'Tzoyim HaAsiri of Chodesh Tevis, Yiyeh LeBeis Yehuda, L'Sosayin, U'L'Simcha, U'L'Moyadim Toivim, V'Emes V'Hasholim Ehovu. This is the makor that midivrei Kabbalah we have four tzoymos. Bizman Mikdash it was l'sasan l'simcha, but bizman Golus it's considered tzoymos. Shivasar b'tamuz, Tisha B'av, tzoym Gedalia, and the tzoym of Asiri. But the tzoym of Asiri of Chodesh Tevis, it's not clear in the Gemara. The Gemara has a nid in a machloikis. What tzoym is it? And the emesis is brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Tzimin Tov Kuf Pei that there are 4 days of tzoym in Tevis. First of all, you have Ches, Tes, and Yud. Ches Tevis is the day that Talmi HaMelech, the Gezer of Talmi HaMelech, to be Metargim, the Torah, and Yorda Choshech Lo'olam Sholish Yomim. Ches, Tes, and Yud. Tevis, but that's because of the Targum HaTorah. Tes Tevis, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch says, Lo Yadu Alonu, Lo Yinoid Alonu, what the Tzoyim is. The Emes says it's a Pelad, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, they ask, it's Mefurish in the Slichus, that in the Slichus we say that on Tes Tevis was the Petira of Ezra HaSoifer. And the Pshat is Poshet. In the Slichus of the Ashkenazim, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, it says that Ezra Sofer was Nifter on Tes Tevis. Over the Mechaber, in the Sfardish Slichus, it says that Ezra Sofer was Nifter on Yud Tevis. So the Mechaber, Lishitosai, says on Tes Tevis, we don't know Loi Noidel on why it's a fast day. But we have Ches Tevis, which is the Targum HaToyra of Talmei HaMelech. Tes Tevis is Loi Noida, and Yud Tevis was Somach Melech Bovel, the siege on Yerushalayim. The Emes says 2 years later, on Hey Tevis, was the Yoim HaShmua. It came finally a Yom HaShmua, the Shmua about the Churban, years later. But those are the Tzoymois that we have on Tevis. Now, Vada, the main focus one is the one of Asara B'Tevis, is the fact that there was a siege. Now, it's brought down, the Torah brings down, and the Beis Yosef, that in our Luach, Asara B'Tevis is the only fast day that is Chal on a Friday, and we talk a fast, and this year it comes out on a Friday. But the Emes is, it's brought down from the Avudraham, that it doesn't happen in our Luach. A Belu Yitzir, it would have happened even on a Shabbos. We would fast Asara B'Tevis on Shabbos. And it's a big shiloh. What's the taich that Asara B'Tevis would be chal? Even on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos. The emes is, there's a famous mahalach, a lot of makoros to this, that there's another pasuk for the din of Asara B'Tevis. There's a pasuk in Yecheskel. Kapitel Chavdal, the pasuk says, "Vayhi dvar Hashem Eli b'shnas atshias b'chodesh o asiri b'esol l'chodesh leimor ben Adam k'soiv l'cho es shem hayoyim es etzem hayoyim azeh somach melech bavel es shel el Yerushalayim be'etzem hayoyim azeh." The Hainu, the pasuk in Yecheskel is saying that the chiv of the tzoyim of Asara B'Tevis is be'etzem hayoyim azeh, and we could be marchiv. The Menches Chinuch and others are marach to explain that be'emes the other tzoyimos it's a din in the chodesh, it's lav dafka on Yud Zayin Tammuz. The Ikar is that it should be in the Chodesh HaRavi. If it's Shabbos, you could push it off to Yud Ches Tammuz. On Tisha B'Av also, it's Chodesh HaChamishi. You can push it off to Yud Av. K'moyken, Tzem Gedalia, anyways, Be'etzem is a Nitra. Gedalia himself was assassinated on Rosh Hashanah itself. It's pushed off to Gimel Tishrei. Over by Asar B'Tevis, Inachanami, Mitzad, the Pasuk in Zechariah, it's Taka Adin in Chodesh HaAsiri. And that could be any day of the month. Ober, in the din and the pasuk in Yecheskel, it's mefurish that it's be'etzem hayoyim hazeh, and be'etzem hayoyim hazeh, it's a bezunder segula in that day. Oh, but what's taka de taich? What's the in? The Chasam Sofer explains that from Rosh Hashanah until Asara B'Tevis, there are 98 days. It's connected to 98 klolis of the toichacha. So it's yoyim de kagorin that it's a yoyim of a perunusa because of the tzadi ches klolis. And he adds something fascinating. We know that chodesh kislev and chodesh Im Cheshvin could either be Shneim Molei or Shneim Choser or Echad Molei and Echad Choser. So he says that's why the pasuk in Yecheskel says three times Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh, Hayoyim Hazeh, Hayoyim Hazeh, because Ches, Tes, and Yud Tevis, all three, depending on the year, could be the 98th day from Rosh Hashanah. Keneged the Tzadi Ches Kololos. If it's Shneim Chaserim, then Yud Tevis is 98 days from Rosh Hashanah. If it's Echad Molei Echad Choser, then Tes Tevis is 98 days from Rosh Hashanah. And if it's Shneim Aleim, then it's Ches Tevis. So that's the remez in the pasuk in Yecheskel that it says Taka three times Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh. That's the inyan that it would be, that it would, even if it would be chal on Shabbos, that it would be, we would fast. But there's more to it than that. The Chasam Sofer makes a cheshbin that we know that Yaakov Avinu was nifter on Sukkot, on Tesvav Tishrei, and there were 70 days of Chanotah, which went until Chafei Kislev. But then there were 7 days of Avelus, and another 6 days till they traveled and buried him in Chevron. According to the Cheshbin, Kvuras Yaakov Avinu is Asara B'Tavis. Now we know Esav also was killed on that same day. So Yaakov Avinu's Patira, and also the removal of Esav's head, is all on Asara B'Tavis. Asara B'Tavis is the siege. It's the beginning of the beginning of the beginning of the process of the Golus. But lichten them also the Gar'in, the seeds of the Geula. It's brought down also in Sforim that the Mechiras Yosef happened on Asara B'Tavis. So the Shoirish of the whole Gilgul Hadvarim of falling down and going into Mitzrayim and going into Golus happens on Asara B'Tavis. But on the other hand, it lichtened Asara B'Tavis, the potential for the entire Geula. And therefore, on Asara B'Tavis, it's Itzume Shel Yoim is what's Goyrim. Even if it's Chal on Shabbos, if it would be Chal on Shabbos, we would take a fast anyways. Because it's the Itzume Shel Yoim that's Goyrim the Inyan. Yosef, when he sees Binyamin, Vayipol Al Tzavri Binyamin Ochi Vayevk, we know that this happened on Shabbos. The Gemara says, the Chazal teaches that Yosef was Mechim, the Suda with the brothers it's Makar that Yosef kept Shabbos. So this story happens on Shabbos. And Yosef is crying. Normally you don't cry on Shabbos. But it says Yosef was crying on the Churbonos. Yosef was crying on the Churbonos because the Bechi on the Churbin, the Prat, that Yosef understood that the whole Mechira happened because of Sinas Chinam, and he knows and he sees Ba'asidus that the Churban is going to happen. The Mechiras Yosef happened because of a Sinah, and the Churban is all happened because of Sinah. Yosef is crying on this Inyan, so we also cry. We would cry, even if Asar B'Tavis in Schal on Shabbos, it would be Noig. The Emes says there are many Rishonim Nishtazai. The Rambam says Mefurish in Hilchas Tainis that even Asar B'Tavis, all four Tainis, if it's Chal on Shabbos, you push it to the next day. Rashi in Megillah Dav Hei. Also, the Eben Ezra has a famous zemer that we say, Ki Eshmerah Shabbos. It's a famous zmiris that we sing on Shabbos. Listen to a pizmain that says in the zmira, it says, Al kein his anes boy on Shabbos, Al pina voinav osur, levad mi yom kippur avoini. So statement first, that only Yom Kippur is the only day that it's not shaykh, that there would be a fat on Shabbos. Not a sarah b'tevis. So zetzach it's a machleikis rishoni, but a kaponim, we're speaking out a beer in the shita of the Avud Raham brought down in the Beis Yosef. The Or Sameach wants to say Lefidus Avudram, he says Adavar Nechman, he says the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem clears, what's the din if a person is sitting in a Tainis Yochid on Shabbos? Is he Mashlim the Tzayim, or does he break his fast before so he shouldn't enter Shabbos hungry? In fact, Or Sameach, why do we clear this Dafka Lagabi a Tainis Yochid? He says because in Tainis Sibur on our Luach, it never happens on Friday. Elamai Asara B'Tavis. Aber Asara B'Tavis, even if it would be Chal on Shabbos, we would say it would be Noyik. So Avada, the Tzoyim of Friday also, that of Asara B'Tavis, would go into Shabbos, and it would be Negeya, that it would be Chal even on Shabbos. Lamai said the Menchas Chinuch, when he explains that Davka Asara B'Tavis is Ve'etzem Ayoyim Azeh, but as opposed to the other Tanesim, it's just the din in the Chodesh. So he says, that's why we can push it off. He says, that's why, if a person had to, and was not able to fast, for whatever reason, you can be mashal in the Tzayim in the Yom HaChodesh. He says, Hu adin la'asid lavoi? Hu adin la'asid lavoi? He says, there's going to be Sveika de Yoima. We won't know which day these days are going to turn into a Yom Tif. It's lav davka that the Yom Tif has to be taka on Yitzayin Tamas and on Tes Av and on Gimel Tishrei. The Iker is that the keem of the Divrei Kabbalah of the Yom Tif would be Niskayim in the Chodesh. But it's interesting, Toich HaDvarim, that he says there would be Sveikah the Yoyma, L'chor, there wouldn't be Sveikah the Yoyma. Bizman Zeh, we have already the technology, L'chor, even when Mashiach comes, we're going to have the technology that the Gantz Welt will be able to know right away when they will Mekadosh the Chodesh. There won't be an Inyan of Sveikah the Yoyma. Tzorich Ian a little bit on that Inyan. But Be'ezer Hashem, we should be Zoich HaTaka, that it should be Nehepach, L'sosin, L'simcha, U'lamoyedim, V'hoivim, Ha'emes, V'hashalom, Ehovu.